Well, this is Dr. Stan, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line Galen Ross. And Galen has put together a wonderful book, Who's Who in the Elite. And then he had another book, which we still carry, going into the background of the Kennedy assassination. What was the name of that one, Galen?
That was The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK.
That's a very good book, and we still carry that one. But and then he's has some videos, but recently he's been writing on this idea that we're moving, of course, into this uniting the Western Hemisphere by 2005. Why don't you sort of pick up on that thought?
Okay, Stan, it really starts, a lot of people have used the term New World Order, but that term is no longer used by the elite. They use the term global, and global economy, global architecture, global union, that sort of thing. But they first discussed the global union back in 1954 at the first Bilderberg meeting in Oosterbeek, the Netherlands, and David Rockefeller was the one that talked about it. And in 1958, they created the European Economic Community. In 1960, the Free Trade Area Association of Europe, and in 1967, the European Community. And then they first called it the European Union in 1993.
Well, of course, this is all part of this move towards this. Call it globalism, call it world government, call it world dictatorship, call it corporate fascism, call it the rule by an elite who will rule the rest of us because we're too stupid to understand what's good for us. They know what's best. There is this elite group that wants a one-world government, and whatever they call it, it means we lose our sovereignty, we lose our freedom. And I fear many of us may lose our lives.
And certainly a lot of us will lose our jobs. Our quality of life will absolutely be nothing that you and I have experienced in our lifetime, Stan.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I went to my barber today, and he was telling me that, you know, he charges $15 for a haircut. A lot of people aren't coming in because so many people have lost their jobs. And the people here in California who are making, $60 an hour, I now have a job at $12 an hour, and they don't want to put out $15 for a haircut. We're beginning here in California to feel the ravages of globalism, because this is really what it's all about. It is a program to transfer the wealth of America to third world countries, and the average American has no idea what's happening, do they?
That's correct, and I suggest that the listeners watch Lou Dobbs on CNN every day at either 5 o'clock or 10 o'clock. That's central time, but check your local time. But he's talking about the exporting of American jobs and our broken borders every day in his meeting, and I don't know why he's still on air.
Well, of course, the thing is that they don't want the American people to know that they've been subsidizing the companies to move overseas, because it's part of a long-range plan. And they told us, the jobs will go, but, the factories will go, but we'll have the high-paying jobs here. No, they really want to impoverish the middle class. But, of course, behind this, I think, is a spiritual element, and eventually we're going to see God's wrath on America. We'll be right back here in just a moment with our special guest today.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam and Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the North Arm of the Eastern Coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-MORE, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working with the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you a more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-MORE now.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000.
Well, that's Alimax, and this is Dr. Stan, and I want to tell you about some of the items that we carry here at Radio Liberty, which we hope you'll be interested in, because the items we carry really help us to stay on the air. And one of them, of course, is something called Phonopoly. Phonopoly is a board game. It's played just like Monopoly. The purpose is to teach you and your children and your grandchildren how to read and pronounce words, and of course spell phonetically. And back in 1800, we had a 95% literacy rate in America because they taught phonics. And then along came these people who wanted to enslave the American people, who believed in communism, who wanted to dumb us down so that we really couldn't read the Bible, which is the foundation of our freedom. They couldn't read American history or read about American heroes. And, of course, they succeeded. They took over the educational program. They introduced a system that was designed to fail. How many times have you heard the politicians say, every child should be able to read by the end of the third grade? Every child should be able to read by the time they get out of kindergarten, and they're holding them back intentionally, and they're dumbing them down, and a lot of children never do learn to read. Most of these programs, $300, $400, $500. This one's $139.95. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask about Monopoly. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest today is Galen Ross. Galen, go ahead and pick up the story from there.
All right. They've been trying since 1954 to create this American Union, and it's they use very long-range planning, and they plan to create the American Union somewhere around 2005 or 2006. Now, the European Union was complete in the year 2000. Also, the African Union was complete in the year 2000, made up of 53 nations of Africa. And the commonality between the European Union and the African Union is there's one central bank, one monetary system, one military force, one judicial system, and one central organization running the region.
Now, of course, do they have that? They don't have a central bank and one army in Africa. You're speaking now of Europe.
No, they declared that in year 2000 in Africa. Do a web search on the African Union, and you'll see that they signed that agreement.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, what they're trying to do is consolidate the various areas of the world. But of course, they want to, of course, consolidate not only Canada and the United States and Mexico. They want to consolidate us with the Central American impoverished countries as well, don't they?
That's correct.
And then, of course, raise our living standards to that of the Guatemalan peasant.
And then they will eliminate borders, just like they have done in the European Union. In the European Union, you no longer need a visa to go from one nation to the other, and they'll do the same thing in the American Union, and that will just completely open up the borders. They'll tear down all the fences, and you know that all the impoverished people will come to the United States and Canada, where the money is.
Well, of course, and then we provide them with welfare, education, free health care, And of course, we have to pay for their health care, and that's what's really bankrupting our hospitals today. And one reason why the hospital expenses are so high is that any illegal alien who comes to the United States can go to any hospital, and by law, they are required to take care of them, and then, of course, to transfer that expense to those of us who are still paying our own health care bills. But I think, you know, what people really don't understand is that the illegal aliens are being encouraged to come in here. And, of course, they say, well, oh, my goodness, there's nothing we can do. We've got all these jobs and nobody else will take them. That's why we need the illegal aliens. Well, if the illegal aliens weren't here, the employers would have to pay a higher wage. But the way it is now, of course, they don't have to pay a higher wage because you can get somebody to work for, you know, a much lower minimum wage or less. And then, of course, there's no reason to raise those rates. And, of course, what we have are large numbers of Americans, increasing numbers out of work, and they can't get a job that will pay them, you know, even $7 or $8 an hour simply because they've been intentionally encouraged the illegal aliens to come in. And it's all part of this creating a multicultural society, destroying the foundation of America. But they can't let the American people to know that. They just have to say, oh, shucks, we just can't do anything about all those people coming in. And as long as they're here, let's make them all legal because this will be the last time we'll do that. Well, they said that in 86, and they said it in the early 90s. Every time it's the last time. But, of course, it's not the last time. They won't. Maybe it will be because they'll tear down our borders. We will no longer be a sovereign nation. And then anybody can come here and get free health care and welfare and free education at our expense.
Yeah, there. I saw a special on TV that I believe is C-SPAN. No, I'm sorry, it was Lou Dobbs, where they were showing illegal children crossing the border, getting on U.S. buses, and being bused to local schools, and they were given free educations. And at the end of school, they'd go be bused back to the border, and then cross over and go to their parents.
And, of course, if you object to it, you are immediately a racist, and you're, you know, you just don't care about children, and you were attacked and vilified. But the American people must understand this is a planned program of the leaders of both political parties to really destroy America. And this really is a bipartisan case of treason, isn't it?
Absolutely. Anyone that's involved in this is creating treason.
But, of course, it's not simply the Republicans. It's not simply the Democrats. It's both political parties because we have two political parties. They're both going the same directions. Oh, they pretend to fight back and forth. But the truth of the matter is why we have, at the present time, for instance, we have a skull and bones president running against a skull and bones Democrat. Then we'll have John Kerry, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, running against George Bush, who surrounded himself with people from the Council on Foreign Relations. So it really isn't going to make one bit of difference whether we get the Republicans or Democrats in, other than the fact that the American people are going to feel better because we've been to the polls.
And we really don't vote. The voting process has been so destroyed that it just makes you feel good when you go vote. It doesn't really have any effect on the outcome.
Well, I think Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, said it best in his book Tragedy and Hope, The History of the World in Our Time, on pages 1247 and 1248. He said, we need a congressional system so that the people could go to the polls every 4 years to throw the scoundrels out, but it won't really matter because both parties will carry on the same foreign and domestic policy.
No change, and there's not a dime's difference between the two parties.
Well, that's a little hard for a lot of people out there to accept. I mean, they've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long, or Bill O'Reilly, or Dan Rather, or Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, and this is something that you really need to be aware of. The video that just sent you a copy of gives actual footage from C-SPAN of David Rockefeller talking about the creation of the one world government, and also on this video Dick Cheney says that they will complete the free trade area of Americas by January 2005. That's less than a year away.
Well, of course, I believe that they intend to do that. They were able to get the CAFTA legislation through by one vote, and I don't know what they did to Mr. Pombo, our congressman from Southern California, but he was a swing vote. They must have twisted his arm or given him a few million dollars under the table or something, because he switched his vote at the last minute so they would get CAFTA through, and that was, of course, this free trade zone of the Americas, so it could be negotiated. There could be no congressional interference and no longer representative government. It was either you voted up or voted down. And the real objective, of course, of the internationalists who control both political parties is to tear down the borders so they can impoverish the American people, but share our wealth with the rest of the world. And who could be against sharing the wealth as long as it's, of course, the wealth of the middle class and not the wealthy?
Yeah, and the CAFTA was actually signed into an agreement on December 17th, 2003, but it didn't hit the news.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your video? Well, that sounds fascinating. I'm really looking forward to seeing David Rockefeller. Of course, it's estimated that his personal wealth, or the wealth of the Rockefeller family, is about $100 trillion. The Rothschilds about $300 trillion, but the $100 trillion is a fair amount. These are the wealthiest people here in the United States, always dedicated to world government. It was their family that bought the site where the United Nations building stands, and the whole family has been involved in one way with the occult, one way or another with the occult, when the purpose of the occult has always been the world government. So tell us more about your video, Caleb.
Well, I've got about 45 minutes of David Rockefeller, Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Warren Christopher, and two White House counselors, David Gergen and Mac McClarty. And Mac McClarty, in his talk, actually makes a statement. He says, "People have accused us of trying to create a new world order. Really, we're trying to create order out of a new world." And so it's just a play of words, but you hear it and out of their mouth, and so you can't deny it.
All right, now, what's the name of the video, and how can people get it?
It's called The American Union by 2005.
Right.
And they can either order it from you or me. I'd rather order it from you, Stan.
All right, fine. Well, how much is it?
It's $20 plus shipping.
All right, fine. Well, we'll tell our people, and we'll certainly put the orders in. So if you'd like to get a copy of Galen's video, why, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. And if you call my exchange and they don't know anything about it, just tell Mary I'll give her a call as soon as we get through with the program. That's The American Union by 2005. Now, we're talking just less than a year from now. Everything is going to be in place, and while our attention is focused on Iraq and about the boys being killed, and now we're almost up to 12,000 casualties over there, while our attention is focused overseas, why, of course, we are losing our freedom here at home. Because once we have this international union, America's sovereignty, America's independence as a nation will cease to exist.
And our Constitution, Bill of Rights, will no longer exist. They've already prepared a new Constitution for the American Union, and it'll come out in 2005 or 2006.
But, of course, I believe by then we're going to have terrible financial problems here. I think the people will be desperate. We've got to do something. What's the government going to do to solve our problem? Well, of course, the government created the problem. And there's no problem facing America today that a new government legislation won't make worse. What we need to do is get back to our Constitution, back to our sovereignty, back to the concept of one nation under God.
And they actually plan to, the way to complete the American Union is for the president to declare martial law. And he's the only one that can do that. And justification for martial law is either civil uprising, major civil uprising, or a major economic crisis.
And of course, I think that they are going to create the economic crisis to create the unrest in this country, like they did down in Argentina. And what did the people do? Why, they took to the streets. And then what happened? Why, the government simply came in and shot them. And of course, they restored order, because most people would rather live under order than under chaos. Well, these things, of course, happen, of course, politically, geopolitically, but I think there's spiritual forces behind this. I mean, after all, isn't God going to bring his vengeance on this country because we've turned our back on him? We'll be back here in just a moment with Galen Ross.
comfort the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
This is radio health journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamax, the new odorless, 100% pure allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamax is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamax. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me mention some of the things you can get from Radio Liberty that will help you better to understand what's really going on. Because if you listen to Rush Limbaugh, he will attack anybody who calls in and mentions we're moving towards a world government. So there is an organized effort behind it, and certainly if you were to criticize the Council on Foreign Relations, why, you would be in real trouble, and you would be demonized and marginalized and simply laughed out off the program. Well, let me tell you that the Council on Foreign Relations is the front organization for a secret society that was created in England. And of course, initially it was the Secret Society, and then it was the Association of Helpers, and then it was the Round Table, then it was the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then it was the Council on Foreign Relations. We have a four-tape set called The Secret Government, where you'll actually hear Bill Clinton's mentor, Professor Carol Quigley, talking about the secret society he had uncovered, about how he had written a book about it, how that book was suppressed. Somebody came in and bought up the publisher, Macmillan Company, and destroyed the place in the first half of the book and then lied to him for years about it. It's a fascinating four-tape set, part of history. I found the tape among Professor Quigley's papers back at Georgetown University when I spent weeks going through them back in 1980 and purchased the rights to use this tape from Professor Quigley's widow. That's The Secret Government four-tape set. Then we have another four-tape set called Secret Societies, and of course it goes into the fraudulent method of our electoral process, where of course the same people pick the leaders of both political parties, and we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. And that also includes my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and my talk I gave before Concerned Women of America on Cecil Rhodes' Secret Society and the background of that Secret Society. So you can get the Secret Government four-tape set, the Secret Society's four-tape sets, by calling 1-800-544-8927. You see, if you don't understand what's going on, you're not going to be effective. And if you're not effective now, when will you be effective in this struggle? Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is an old friend, Galen Ross. And as I mentioned earlier, we, of course, carried a number of his items in the past, a book on the murder of JFK and LFK and MLK. Fascinating book, going into the background of how they were able to cover up the murders of all of these key figures. And then, of course, his book, The Elite, Who's Who in the Elite. And if you don't have a copy of that, you really need it. I mean, how do you know whether John Kerry's really a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? What about Paul Bremer, the dictator of Iraq today? Where did he come from? And, of course, how does this all fit together? Well, you know, it's sort of like going to a football game. If you don't have a program. You can't tell the players, and that's really what his book is, Who's Who in the Elite. Tells you who's in the Council on Foreign Relations, who's in the Trilateral Commission, who's in the Bilderbergers, who's in Skull and Bones, and of course these are all tied into the occult, although most Americans don't know that. Are you still, that's still in print, Galen?
Yes, it is. Right. There's a 2000 edition, which has a red cover.
And which we carry that, and we've recommended to our listeners. If you don't have a copy of it out there, shame on you. Well, what sort of response are you getting as you tell people that there really is a plan, and of course it's coming very, very rapidly, which will lead, of course, to the destruction of American freedom, American sovereignty, as we merge into this world government, as our terror barriers are taken down, as our borders are open, and anybody has to, with an ounce of sense, has to realize that we could close our borders tomorrow if we wanted to. We just don't want to. We could, of course, get rid of all the illegal aliens. We don't want to get rid of the illegal aliens. They are very, very good here because it's going to help to lead to the impoverishment or further impoverishment of the middle class of America. What happens when you tell people about this, Galen?
Well, 10 years ago, probably about 10% of people would listen to me, and others would say, don't bother me with that. They'll leave me alone. I don't care what to do, or I don't even want to hear that. Now, it's rare for anyone to say, I don't want to hear that. Maybe 5 out of 100 will ever resist listening to it, and they're eager to hear it now, and I'm amazed by that.
Well, you know, of course, as people begin losing their jobs, or as it is here in California, if you lost your job since the bubble burst, and you got a new job, on average, 40% lower pay scale. Across the nation, 25% or 21% lower pay scale. But here in California, I mean, the people are really having a terrible time with jobs. And, of course, every week, more and more jobs leave America. And it isn't happening by accident. It's happening by plan. And people say, well, I don't have to worry. I'm retired. I've got all my money. You know, it's in CDs, or it's in annuities, or it's in government bonds. Well, I want to point out that these are all certificates of guaranteed confiscation as the dollar continues dropping intentionally as they move to impoverish the middle class. And it's going to happen unless there are enough people in America who really care. The question is, what can the average American do about what's happening, Galen?
Well, it's going to be very difficult because we should never, or I won't say never, we should not resort to violence because... they control the military force. They control most of the law enforcement, so it'd be foolish to try that. We ought to leave violence for the very last ditch stand when the next step is become a slave. So hold off on that. But the things that people did for Y2K, they need to get ready for that in the year 2005, but instead of having maybe 3 weeks' supply of food and water and medicine on hand, it might you ought to have about a year's supply of stuff that won't deteriorate, because we're going to have some real problems in the year 2005, and we luckily got through Y2K because I think the reason we did is everybody knew so much about it that they said, well, we better not crash it now. It'll be too obvious. We'll wait till later.
Well, I think that basically what they did is they patched the whole system. They spent billions of dollars flying computer programs all across the country, putting a patch on it. But, of course, the major corporations weren't going to allow this to happen. They'd spend any amount of money they possibly could to keep this thing going. The banks weren't going to allow it to happen. But what they accomplished through YTK was to wire the whole world so it's all interconnected now as we move towards the New World Order. The New World Religion. We got a couple of people on the line. We'll ask them just to hang on because we're going to have to take a break. When we get back, of course, our special guest today is Galen Ross. Of course, his video deals with world government or world union by the year 2005. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to find out until it's too late, until we're in the cage.
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WART.
Stan?
Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, we just had to hook up with one of our stations, but right now, of course, we've got, we're back here, and we'll be back in just a moment with our special guest. Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we're back again. And Galen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, fine. We're all hooked up again. Let's go to Fred, who's calling in Salinas. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
Hello, Fred.
Fred, how are you doing?
Doing just fine. I wanted to know if you and your guests could explain. I notice a lot of people that you're talking about come out of the London School of Economics, and I wondered if you could explain what that has to do with anything.
All right. Do you want to talk a little bit about the London School of Economics?
Yeah, most of the, if you look for a profile of the inner core members of the elite, they either come out of the London School of Economics or the Oxford University, and many of them have the Fulbright Scholarship and then Rhodes Scholarship. And or they went to Yale or to Harvard, and these are typical things that meet the profile of the average member in the elite.
I think you must understand, Fred, that if you go to London, as I have, and you start at Trafalgar Square, and you'll find you can start with number 10 Downing Street, and then you go to the headquarters of the Fabian Socialists, and then you go to Buckingham Palace, and you come around, you'll come to the headquarters of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then you whip around to the London School of Economics, and then you come back to Trafalgar Square. It's all there within just a very, very short distance at Trafalgar Square.
So
socialism is a is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but somebody's going to be in charge.
So,
and this is why so many wealthy people support socialism, because they intend not to redistribute their wealth, but to redistribute the wealth of the middle class and create this utopian order with this ruling class, exactly as Plato described in his socialist concept of the Republic. Go ahead.
Well, that's mainly a socialist economic teaching, then.
Socialism, you must understand, it is really an elitist concept. It has nothing to do with redistributing the wealth of the wealthy. It's redistributing the wealth of the middle class. And they simply lie to the people in classes and colleges. But have you ever noticed how many wealthy people are socialists? People like John Kerry? Or even people like our current administration, which is pushing socialism. We've had more socialism under the Republicans than we ever had under the Democrats, at least
Bush
on the national level.
Bush has been one of the biggest socialists we've ever had.
Right, and so was, of course, Richard Nixon, who eventually said, after all, we're all Keynesians. And, of course, John Maynard Keynes came from the London School. Anything else, Fred?
Oh, that's it. Thank
you. Okay, fine. Now let's go, of course, to Nathan calling. Hi, Nathan.
Hello, Nathan. I have to confirm what you're saying tonight from the words of David Rockefeller. This is from his memoirs. He wrote it himself. It's just, the title of it is Memoirs. I won't give you the publisher or anything like that. You folks can look it up on the net. I think it's more important that I read you this sentence here on page 437, going to page 438. I hope you don't mind, but
go ahead.
This is important. Quote, in the final years of the Clinton administration, a strongly protectionist Democratic Party, insistent upon unrealistic and unworkable labor and environmental standards, joined with the isolationist wing of the Republican Party, both these bad guys, the isolationist wing of the Republican Party in the House of Representatives to thwart most trade initiatives, especially granting the president authority to negotiate trade agreements on a, quote, fast-track basis, a quote-unquote fast-track basis, which Congress could then accept by a simple majority vote rather than the two-thirds majority required by the Constitution. Now, it's interesting. He wrote this after denying that the Trilateral Commission and all these organizations are conspiracies, and yet right here he admits that he wants fast-tracked by a simple majority vote rather than the two-thirds majority required by the Constitution.
In other words,
on page 438, he admits that he wants to go around the Constitution.
Does he tell you in his book that he went to the London School of Economics?
Oh, I it was a while ago that I read it. I'm sure he probably does.
He did.
I can look it up. But
David Rockefeller went to the London School of Economics. He's a hardline socialist. He understands socialism. That's how we redistribute your wealth, not his.
But even more importantly than that is the fact that he admits right here that officers such as congressmen, the president, people who are taking oath to uphold the Constitution, he wants to use his influence to circumvent that. I mean, it should be very blatant. It's in his own words.
Let's get Galen's response. Galen, how would you respond to Nathan saying?
Yeah, he's absolutely correct. They've been trying for years to gain control of everyone politically and economically. And as you say earlier, Stan, it started in London. London School of Economics and in Oxford, and then they created the round tables. There's a round table in every country in the world except the so-called rogue nations. And in the United States, it's called the Council on Foreign Relations. And in Chile, it's the Chile Council of Foreign Relations. And in China, it's the Republic of China Council on Foreign Relations. And so they absolutely control everything through these round tables. And it's all to reach their final goal of one world control.
One world government, one world religion, one world dictatorship. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Well, Galen, there are an awful lot of Christians who listen to this program, and they're saying, well, of course, this is never going to affect me. God will come before anything bad ever happens to me. Well, God would never let anything bad happen to America. How would you respond to that?
Well, a lot of people say that if you go into Revelations, you say we're very near to end times, but I'd say that the people that were living in the days of Genghis Khan probably thought they were in end times, and Joseph Stalin, those people thought they were in the end times. So anyone that puts a date on the end times is foolish, because there's nowhere in the Bible that it puts a date on it.
Well, of course, what happens if it happens 20 years after America's fallen and your children have all been slaughtered? And you say, oh, that would never happen. Well, I would say if God is a just God, He's not going to allow this country to escape terrible punishment. And I believe we may look at this from a geopolitical point of view, but I think we also have to look at it from a spiritual point of view of what's taking place. And I believe God is deeply hurt that His people, He's rewarded so bountifully. We've had more wonderful things and prosperity here than any other country. And yet, of course, America has turned its back on God. And the church has rejected Him as well, because they've refused to take a stand to stop abortion, to stop outlawing of God and prayer in our schools. And, of course, they've advocated, instead of making every church a school to get our children out of the government schools, they go right along with it because they don't want to offend anybody who's in the educational business. You send your kids to the government schools where they're indoctrinated in hatred of God, family, and country, but, of course, we're not going to speak out against it.
Well, also, they're constantly revising the Bible.
Right.
To take out whole chapters and rewording it so that it doesn't say it like the King James Version says.
Well, of course, we have something called the Church Growth Movement, and Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, has actually 14 or 15 different versions of the Bible in there that serve one purpose, and that is to confuse Christians as to what the Word of God says. Okay, well, let's go to Harry, who's calling from Michigan. Hi, Harry. How are you doing?
Hello, Harry. Dr. Steve, how are you today?
Doing fine. How about you?
Very good. And hi, Mr. Ross.
Hi.
I have a strange question. Here in the Detroit area, we have a couple so-called conservative Christian talk shows.
No, whereabouts are you?
I'm outside of Detroit.
All right, fine.
And there's a couple talk show people, Christian talk shows, and they basically support George Bush. They say he's a really good Christian, and one of the I won't mention the ministries before George Bush became president. He said to this man, he says, "The Lord has called me to come into this to become president, because we're going to have some tough times coming when I become president." And I said to myself, "Man, I just don't understand this." And this brings about my question: how is it that the church, so-called, totally follows this man George Bush to a T?
All right, do you want to take
well,
that question?
Well, a lot of people are fooled by the fact that that he uses God's name. He often talks about religion, but you know, his father, George Herbert Walker Bush, in his pinstripe suit. If you look at him, you'd say he's a very decent person, but he's one of the more evil people that's ever been alive. And so you can't, what you see or what you hear, it's what's really going on you need to be concerned about.
Well, Harry, I would simply say I don't know about what George Bush believes, but I will tell you that he's surrounded himself with very evil people. And, of course, and I wish he would get rid of every one of his advisors, because so many of them come from the Project for the New American Century. Had planned the war in Iran long before George Bush was elected president. And for anybody who doubts that, you can go to their website, newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. Read their website carefully, especially the letters they wrote back in 1998, and their Rebuilding America's Defenses report. And it's quite obvious the war in Iraq was planned. All we needed was an excuse. So I really believe that there are some wicked people in the current administration. I don't know what's in George Bush's heart, but I am very, very concerned that some of the things he's doing are not the best for our country.
Well, the recent presidents don't select their cabinet. Their cabinets are selected for them.
And I believe you're
with them.
I believe you're absolutely right. I think, Harry, that the George Bush was put in power by the power elite, and he will do what they're bidding.
And I don't think you can reach that position without selling your soul.
Anyway, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, let's go to Melissa in Austin, Texas. Hi, Melissa. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hi, Galen.
Hi, Melissa.
We've met before.
Yes.
I saw something on television a couple weeks ago, and I called it in on a couple of different shows, but since you guys are talking about this very thing, I thought I'd share it with the audience and with you. There's a church in New York City called Marble Collegiate Protestant Church. It is the oldest Protestant church in the country and in New York City. It's huge. It used to be Norman...
Well, Melissa, do you have a question or something?
Well, just that it's Norman Vincent Peale's, is who was the church leader before.
All right, he was in charge. He had this power of positive thinking, really got very much away from the Bible.
Yeah, well, I think he was probably 33rd degree Mason.
May very well have been.
And what I saw the other week was Arthur Calejandro, who is now the minister there, he had the head of the Jewish organizations on stage with him, a rabbi, and the head of Islam, New York Islam community, on stage with him. And they were having a big old love fest, talking about how they all worship the same God, and that we need to have tolerance, and we need to have, understand that we're all going to the same place, and, you know, all that. And then they broke away to sing their last hymn, and their last hymn was America the Beautiful, but they wrote a new verse for it, or at least I've never heard it before, and it went something like, America's, America's, God shed his grace on thee, Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere, we all are one, you see.
Well, it sounds just like the American Union.
Isn't that something? And there, it's what really shocked me, I guess, is that they are now, pushing that front forward, where they're announcing it to the religious community, and people are so goofy, they don't realize this isn't a good thing.
The New World Order, the New World Religion, of course, the loss of all freedom. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
What's your thought on what Melissa was saying?
Well, no, I think she's right. They're trying to get to the people through their religious beliefs, and they've also controlled them through the newspapers and through the television, and it's really mind control. They actually get the people to think and hear what they want them to hear and to do what they want them to do, and it is a pure form of mind control.
Well, of course, if you control the majority of the major newspapers, and they control the majority of the television and radio stations, and you have people like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw, and they really do a wonderful job. They argue back and forth, you know, and one takes one position, one takes the other. But of course, in the reality, none of them are going to tell you the truth. Right. They're not paid fabulous sums of money not to reveal what's going on, but conceal what's going on from the American people. And if you understand that you can put almost everything going on today into that very simple pattern, one world order, one world religion, and we can see it unfolding, and our attention is focused on Iraq as we lose our freedom here at home, exactly as happened during Vietnam, and where our attention was focused on the flag-draped coffins and the weeping widows and wives, while, of course, the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, opened our borders so that we could begin to become a multicultural society, centralized all power in Washington, D.C. It was the greatest scam of all time, because we were financing the North Vietnamese during the entire war by massive aid to the Russians, which we eventually wrote off, so that they could finance the North Vietnamese. And it's all covered in the interview I did with Professor Sutton, called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, or his book, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. It's about time the American people understood how we are constantly being manipulated.
Well, Tony was a dear friend of mine, and yours as well.
Well, I feel what a privilege it was to know him. He lived here in Santa Cruz for quite some time, and a great source of information and inspiration for many of us. And, of course, he paid dearly for telling the truth. Actually, after he went to the Republican National Convention back in 1972 and put on a seminar where he talked about how, and this was during the latter part of the Vietnam War, how we were financing the North Vietnamese, when he returned to the Hoover Institute, that great bastion of conservatism,
they
taken his name off the door, they disconnected his telephone, and of course he became persona non grata, because the last thing he wanted the American people to know as we had been financing the people who were killing our boys over in Vietnam.
He also published three or four books about Russia, and he was saying that Russia was really a paper tiger, that they were not a threat, and that's another reason that the Hoover Institute fired him.
Now, that was a trilogy. That was Western Technology and Soviet Economic Development. My understanding is it's still in print, but they made it so expensive nobody would dare buy it. I do have a set of them, but it's fascinating to realize, of course, that we had an enemy. The American people were willing to give up a tremendous amount of money and freedom because of the threat of communism, and it was all contrived. And I fell into the trap as well. Galen, we're out of time. God bless you. Thank you so very much. And again, Galen's video is... give the name once more.
The American Union by 2005, and call Stan and order it from him, and... And keep supporting Stan. He's one of the few trying to get the word out.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Galen.
Thank you, Stan.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I just want to mention a couple of the things that we do carry. One of them, of course, is the Miracle 2 soap products, and, well, we can't make any medical claims for them, but I'll tell you, I've used them for a couple of years. I wouldn't be without the moisturizing soap, because it's certainly a wonderful effect on moisturizing the skin, but even more than that, it's helped with a rash I had on my forehead, which was related to soap. I know my wife uses the products on her hair. She uses the gel on all sorts of burns and rashes, and we have so many people who say this really helps my rash, or it helps my acne, or the neutralizer helps my upper or lower gastrointestinal tract. Well, all I can suggest is you go and look at our website, and we don't necessarily agree with all the claims made by the producer, but we sell the product because we think it's great, and we hope you will too. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about Miracle 2 soap products. And then, of course, I want to mention the Institute of the Constitution. Well, vitally important that you understand the foundation of our freedom, because if you don't understand the foundation of our freedom, how can you claim your freedom? And as the government takes away your freedom more and more, you'll be just like the people of Germany, where they voted Adolf Hitler into power. And the people accepted it because, after all, it was the law of the land. And finally, Hitler got over 98% of the vote. The people were just solidly behind him because everything was so good for a time in Hitler's Germany. Well, we hope that you'll want to learn about America's heritage of freedom, this concept of a nation under God. And that was what was unique about America. Here, freedom came from God, not from government. Call 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And order your Institute on the Constitution kit. You won't be sorry that you do. Well, Dr. Stan back here to wrap up this afternoon's program. And this is the time we have to remind you Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And we do hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family, and that's how we're able to be on the air. Now, we are on the air 5 hours a day. You can hear us 5 hours a day on the Internet, and you won't get very much accomplished, but you will get that education that may help you survive in the time that lies ahead. So you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and of course you'll find links to the AmericanNewsNet.com, that's the 7 o'clock program, GCNLive.com, which is our 2, 3 to 5 program Pacific Coast time, and then our evening program, which is RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to the programs, and then when you get tired of that, you can listen to 6 months of archives or 6 weeks of archives. Tell other people about our program. And now we're on shortwave, and if you don't have a computer, you can hear our programs on the West Coast from 8 to 10 every evening on a shortwave. And if you don't have a shortwave, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about the Sanzian radio that we're offering, or go to our website. It should be up there, and if it's not, it will be very soon. That's the Sanzian shortwave. But tell other people about our programs, encourage them to listen, to understand what is going on. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly want to think very seriously about getting the material that we have. We have a 4-tape set on the secret government, a 4-tape set on secret societies. If you doubt that the CIA is working with the mafia, you need to get the book Double Cross, written by the brother of the head of the mafia. His name was Chuck Giancano. He was Sam Giancano's brother, Double Cross. Or if you doubt that the FBI is working with the mafia, you need to get the book Deadly Deception. We provide these books because we want you to have the documentation for what we say. And then we wonder why we're in so much trouble today. Well, you really need to get the video, Diaprax in the Church. It's the story of the church growth movement, a wonderful 2-hour video. And then we have a 4-tape set on the church growth movement. And if you order either one or both, why, we'll send you a good deal of literature. So you really understand how they're using this program to change the message and the music of our churches. And then you need to understand why they have the type of music that they have. And you have to get our 4-tape set on musical madness, because they understand that music will change society. And that's why they brought what I believe are the devil's music into many of our churches. This terrible beat comes right out of a rock concert. What's it doing in the churches? Well, listen to the message of the church. The message has changed too. That's the church growth movement 4-tape set, or of course the video Diaprax in the Church. And then we hope that you'll get this information and take it to your minister. Many of the ministers are well-meaning people. They just don't understand. They're doing to the American church what happened to the British church 100 years ago that destroyed the church. And you go to Britain today, the churches are empty. Why? Because they modified the message. They got away from the Word of God because they wanted to be popular. And they were for a time. Until, of course, everybody left the church because there was nothing there any longer, because the Word of God that transforms human souls had left the church as well. And then, of course, we have the video Megiddo, the March to Armageddon, the video The Brotherhood of Darkness, which you can get by itself or with a book, or then, of course, the video 9/11, and of course, it just called for 9/11 contrived, explains what really happened on the morning of 9/11. The video goes into the day that changed America forever, and that's of course David Wegner's video. His videos on Amazing Clips, his videos The Shocker, they're all available from Radio Liberty. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, just call us at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and pray for America. Pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.